Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Libero Copper and Gold. Libero is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBC and on the OTC markets under the symbol LBCMF. I'm chatting with Ian Slater. He is the CEO and founder of Libero. Now, Ian, let's start off with the company's real focus, at least in the near term, that is this Big Red project in the Golden Triangle. It was acquired only about 18 months ago by the company. A lot of historic work dating back to, let's say, the 1960s. Ian, give us a little bit of background on this Big Red project and some of the historic work, please.
Well, we were amazed when it came across my business partner, Leo Hathaway, who's our VP Exploration, and also Ross Beattie's Lumina Group's VP Exploration. It came across his desk, and we actually didn't, because we mostly work in South America, we didn't believe that there were projects like this available in British Columbia. So we grabbed it when we saw it. And this the opportunity was here for a couple reasons. One was the glacial retreat. So we've been sampling areas that have never been sampled or seen before. And the other one was this property was really broken up in the 1960s when it was really worked, and it was split between different companies, and they did lots of surface work. We have 35 assessment reports that we've downloaded and digitized and overlaid with each other, and that's now we have the first digital database of this project. And when we did that, we saw some of the highest grade gold and copper anomalies in the Golden Triangle that had never been drilled. So it was it's really an amazing opportunity to have a project like this still undrilled in such a prolific district like that.
So I think a lot of people know we are finally in the drill season for projects in the Golden Triangle. If you have 3,000 meters planned to drill, what are some of the targets and what are you attacking here with this drill program?
Well, actually, Corey, the program's 2/3 done. We've been drilling all summer. So we're getting close to our 3,000 meters, and hopefully we can continue. The weather keeps up and we can continue to drill. So right now the focus has been our Ridge target. So we press released a couple weeks ago on August 23rd some high-grade surface samples right where we're drilling. And these samples were 104 grams, 35 grams, 33 grams. Like, we're really high-grade gold. And these are from outcropping rocks that we're drilling under right now to test. So that's been going on all month. And we're on the last couple holes now. And once that's done, we're going to move to a target that we call ME18, which is a sheeted high-grade vein target. With also high-grade samples from, well, historically and from this summer, where we had a lot of samples in the 15 to 20 gram range and with visible gold in them. So we're going to put 5 holes into ME18 to test that target. And assuming the weather keeps up like it has so far in September, we're then going to move the rig to a Terry target, which is a porphyry copper target at much lower elevation. So we should be able to drill there later into the fall. So hopefully we have 3 targets drilled this fall for the first time, and overall, hopefully over 3,000 meters. So it's pretty exciting times right now, and the first holes should be back within 2 weeks or so.
Now, you mentioned some of these high-grade samples from Ridge, from ME18. How do these relate or correspond to past drilling?
Well, there's never been any drilling on the project, so these are similar to past surface samples. So some of these areas were sampled in the 1960s and a little bit in the early 1990s, but we've actually gone to areas where there was glacial retreat so that no one sampled before, and we've gone to steeper areas where we had rope geologists up there taking samples that had never been sampled before. So we didn't just retest what had already been sampled 60 years ago. We tested new ground as well, and it was consistently mineralized. So we've put a lot of holes in it already, so we can see the core, and it sure looks like it's mineralized in the core. You never know until you get your assays back, but we've all been really encouraged by what we've seen so far.
So how deep are these holes that you're at least drilling at Ridge right now, and how deep are you planning on going at ME18 and Terry's target?
Well, these outcrop, so we don't have to go deep. So all of our holes are around 200 meters right now.
And as you progress through this drill program, obviously it is right now just getting your feet under you, understanding what some of the geology is underground. What are you hoping to prove up here? Obviously high grade results, but is there anything else that investors should be paying attention to when we do start to get some drill results?
Well, it really is our first pass drilling. So, you know, hopefully we have multiple discovery holes on these different targets, but it really is first pass drilling. So the primary goal here is just to get information because we've only seen it in two dimensions so far. So getting the results from these drill holes will give us a ton of information and planning for next year. And we do have 19 different targets so far on this property. So it's still really, really early days for Big Red.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? That's what's interesting about some of these Golden Triangle projects is the Golden Triangle has yielded some very good drill results, but there's also a lot of really new land, we can call it, that's opened up thanks to the glacial retreats. But regarding these targets that you have, can you share a couple more details on either the similarities or differences of what you have available to you target-wise?
Oh, sure. Well, the range of different targets that we have at Big Red, so as well as porphyry targets like Terry, where we had samples back earlier this summer because we could work it earlier because it's that lower elevation. We had, I think it was 35 meters of 1-5% copper outcropping along the top of this kind of a ridge also, but it's different from the ridge target. But then we also had rope geologists later in the summer go down the side of the steep terrain in front of that outcrop, and they've mapped and sampled 275 meters of outcropping porphyry rocks. So hopefully those, they looked very good, but hopefully they carry, and we're expecting those results back from the lab any day now. So we just have this range of porphyry targets and then epithermal and also non-epithermal high-grade gold targets around these porphyries as well. So it's a pretty exciting range of high-grade gold and big tonnage copper projects that we're looking at there.
So then, Ian, when it comes to what targets you're attacking, is it simply the targets that you have already got some high-grade surface samples back? Or why are you going after Ridge, ME18, and Terry's first when you have all these other potential targets?
Well, there's so many targets. These ones we had the most information on. And also too, when we designed the program early in the summer, we were clearly in a market where high grade results would be rewarded. So we focused on Ridge and ME18 because they are high grade targets. But and Terry, we're saving that one for later in the season because it's lower elevation. So we can drill that when the weather turns at the high elevation targets like Ridge. We'll still be able to work it, Terry.
Okay. Now, how about a little background on yourself and anyone else on the team?
Sure. My background is I'm an accountant, actually. I was managing partner of Arthur Anderson's mining practice in the Soviet Union in the 1990s. And then I built Ernst & Young's Canadian mining practice until around about 10 years ago. And then I went out on my own building mining companies and exploring for gold and copper in Colombia and here. And then my partner on Libero is Leo Hathaway, who's really a very famous geologist. He's been Ross Beattie's VP Exploration on all of their Lumina companies and had huge success last cycle with Lumina Copper and is now working on Lumina Gold and Luminex in Ecuador. So he's a very talented geologist, and we're really lucky to have him running our programs.
Now, how about cash in the bank? How much cash does this money have after raising, I believe, right around $4 million in June?
Yeah, well, we raised that $4 million right before the markets really took off and everybody raised money. We raised that particularly for this drill program. So we're going to spend it on this drill program, which we're funded for. And then later, after we're done in the Golden Triangle, later in the year, we're also going to drill our Makoa project in Colombia. Because as well as Big Red, we've actually also accumulated large porphyry copper projects in the Lumina kind of model, buying these projects at the bottom of the cycle in the U.S. and Colombia, and now they're drill ready, and I think we're finally in a good market for copper, where copper has rebounded strongly from those March lows, and we see that you can see that good drill holes and copper projects are being rewarded right now. So it's a good time to get exploring these projects. And they have a lot of history on them. Our Makoa project, for example, in Colombia is already 636 million tons of 0.45 copper equivalent. So it's a real project, and it's going to be exciting to drill it.
Yeah, and that's a different aspect of this company as well. You do have two projects in Colombia, and from my understanding, they are both drill permitted, which is kind of unique for Colombia because I know how difficult it can be to get drill programs or drill permits, but those are coming later on in this program, right? Right now, the near-term catalysts are still really going to be this Big Red project in the Golden Triangle. What other information can you give us about Colombia as, again, it'll come kind of later on down the road?
Well, our current vision is we're assuming we have a discovery hole at Big Red, which, we're encouraged that we will. My vision is to actually spin the copper projects off. So to give shareholders two companies, the Big Red in Canada, and we have actually some other acquisitions lined up in the Golden Triangle. So have Libero as a Canadian golden copper explorer, and then these much larger copper projects, which have historical resources on them, to spin them off into this to shareholders into this growing copper market.
All right, final couple comments. The capital structure, current shares outstanding, about 134 million, fully diluted basis, 213 million. Give us a little bit of color into management's ownership and any insiders, please.
Sure. Well, Leo and I funded this company in the early days, so we were accumulating these projects in the downturn. So we're both large shareholders. Between us, we have almost 20% of the company and have invested a lot of funds into it. Also, the other big shareholders are B2 Gold, because we acquired the Makoa project from B2 for equity, and US Global as well.
Now, just wrap us up. Quick comment regarding news flow. What can investors expect as a summary here?
Well, we're going to have our last surface samples any day now from the lab. And especially I'm excited about the samples from Terry. And we're actually, and there's another part of Ridge that we're sampled for the first time. That's coming back in that batch as well, which will be really interesting. And then after that, we'll have a couple months of drill results. And you know how it works in the Golden Triangle. I mean, we have a 20 million market cap today, but if we have a discovery hole, it could easily be multiples of that.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see the share price generally drift with the broad market, but coming into a drill program and into results could be an interesting opportunity there for some of our listeners. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Ian regarding Libero Copper and Gold, please email me fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those questions answered for you. Ian, thanks for your time. We'll follow up as we see some more news hit the wire.
Thanks, Corey.